The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yep, it's brand new month already. It's May 3rd, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past, few days. We're going to get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Could be a little bit longer today. Probably the biggest news hit over the last couple of days, Facebook getting into the dating game. Yes, we all know that Zuckerberg had himself a little old keynote, and he openly stated about 200 million people on Facebook, yep, they list themselves as single, regardless if it's true or not. Now, according to Facebook, this will be an opt-in feature, and it will match users with people they're not already connected to on the site. Ah. Now, if you're feeling lucky or just extremely desperate, to get started with Facebook dating, all you gotta do is click on the heart icon to enter what Facebook is saying is their dating home. After that, you'll set up your dating profile, which Facebook friends won't be able to see. So you're going to be completely incognito. After that, you'll be able to browse events near you and groups that interest you, and then basically it's a hookup after that. Now, for safety measures, Facebook says conversations will be text only, and dating chats will remain separate from Facebook messaging and the WhatsApp. You know the saying when people say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? Yeah, I think I'm going to do that right about now. Hey, speaking of Facebook, you might remember old Cambridge Analytica. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Well, looks like we got some bad news for them. They're shutting down. According to the Wall Street Journal, the company said, in a press release, of course, that the affiliated United Kingdom-based company SCL Elections has filed for bankruptcy. Meaning if they're filing for bankruptcy, so will Cambridge Analytica. Yes, according to the company, they're saying that all the bad press has pretty much meant the demise of the company. Really? Bad press? You sure doesn't have anything to do with, you know, gathering all of our private information without our knowledge and then, you know, using it for whatever. Well, we got that big Windows 10 update, didn't we? And with that Windows 10 update, we came with a lot of problems. Hey, you would have thought something that was taking so long to get out, they would have corrected it. But, nah, this is Microsoft. All right, so I'm going to give you a rundown here of what's being affected. And unfortunately, you can't really do a whole lot to stop it because we know Windows updates now. Yeah, you pretty much get them regardless if you want them or not. Seems that microphones are no longer working. Lovely. Speaker extensions, yes, they're having problems. Even your mouse that's USB powered, it may not work. Other things we're seeing apparently is the Alt tab. Yeah, apparently there's a delay when you press it, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Other things we're seeing is some users are reporting that the context menus, you know, the ones in the taskbar, yeah, they can't see them. Microsoft hasn't made any official announcements regarding all of these problems, so I guess they're just gonna have to wait and see. Yesterday, Google is launching a new investment program. Basically, they're getting a whole bunch of money together and saying, here, all of you Google Assistant startups out there, we're going to give you some cash so you can get started. Now, the actual statement is Google says its investment program will support startups focusing on Google's assistants used in travel, hospitality, and, of course, game industries. And according to Google, they'll receive advice from engineers, product managers, and design experts that apparently will guide these companies through all the technical mumble-jumble that they'll need. Actually, they didn't say anything about money, but I'm sure something's got to be changing hands. They did use the word investment. As for anybody that's actually on board yet, yeah, there is a few already. Bot Society, apparently that's a tool for developers to test and design voice interfaces. And Pulse Labs, that's an application that helps developers test their voice service apps using real people. And finally, okay, I don't really know how to approach this story. On one hand, I kind of feel bad. On the other hand, I don't. Think of me what you will, but here's the story. You remember that biohacker, Aaron Trawick? In case you don't, let me refresh your memory. He was, and yes, was, you did hear me say correctly, a 28-year-old chief executive at Ascendance Biomedical. You might remember him better as injecting himself with an untested herpes drug. Remember that a few weeks ago, a month ago, and too long ago? Did it right in front of the audience. Well, guess what? He was found dead yesterday. Now, his company said they had developed a DIY research compound that could cure HIV, AIDS, herpes, and so many other diseases out there. Wouldn't that be lovely? Now, of course, the police are investigating, but a spokesperson said there's no evidence to suggest foul play. Maybe they have all the evidence they need. I mean, he did inject himself with a herpes drug. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnewsgmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that's our website. You can find our podcast, our blog, and review section over there for you. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us. We'd love to have you. britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you for your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.